Protesters in Egypt are getting online sporadically, and when they do, some of them are racing their tracks with software named Tor. It's offered for free by a group of internet activists based in Walpole, Massachusetts. The Tor Project says more than 500,000 people in Egypt downloaded the software just before the government shut down the internet last week. Andrew Lumen is executive director. Andrew, tell us, this Tor software, it just takes away someone's trail?
Yes. What Tor does at its core is separate who you are from where you're going on the internet. And this is done through a technology developed by the U.S. Navy in the 1990s called onion routing. And we took it and applied it to the internet.
Well, in fact, you also worked with the Navy, and we understand you get 75% of your funding from the U.S. government. And you noticed in the week before the Egyptian uprising an uptick in downloads?
Yes. So we were helping activists in Tunisia for the past couple of weeks, and we started getting a lot more attention from Egypt. We traveled to Egypt a year ago at the request of some human rights organizations just to help them learn more about what the internet security issues are, how to be safe online, and then we started hearing from them a week or two ago saying that, you know, they're keenly watching what's happening in Tunisia, Algiers, other countries, and there's this growing anger at the Egyptian government.
But at first you didn't know that. There was a thought that you might be under attack from Egypt, but, you know, cyber attack. But in fact, it was people quickly downloading this.
Yes. Someone said, go download this software right now. And roughly an hour and a half after it started, it just suddenly stopped. And that was when Egypt, the various ISPs were told to shut off.
And remind us why this is necessary. We understand, for instance, Syria uses Facebook to get a database for insurgents. In Iran, after an uprising there, after the election, Iranian agents went back in and tracked down users.
Yes. These are just examples that the internet is not anonymous. You leave a huge data trail everywhere you go and everything you do on the internet. And you're starting to see this in the U.S. with people concerned about privacy, mainly from ad networks. But in foreign and other countries that have more oppressive regimes, they will record everything and after the fact go back and map out the social networks and go pick up all the people who are instigators. Or even if you left a comment on a blog, they'll simply go after you and talk to you.
Andrew Lumen, again, the executive director of the Tor Project. Just want to ask you about Jacob Applebaum, who's a researcher with you, and he's also at the University of Washington. He told the Boston Globe that he's seen some online discussions among Egyptian activists about disrupting the Egyptian stock market or banking. Do you worry about the fact that your software, Tor, will hide the identities of people who might hack into the Egyptian government?
Yes, we worry about it. On the flip side, though, we worked with a number of law enforcement agencies around the world, and they also use Tor because they also need to be protected online. And in the end, Tor is just a tool, just like a digital camera. A digital camera can be used for good things, taking pictures of, you know, your kids and your grandparents, or it can be used by criminals trying to steal your information or, you know, take bad pictures of your children.
Andrew, you're funded, 75% of your funding, we understand, comes from the U.S. government. Do you see yourselves as working for the U.S. government to aid dissidents in other countries?
Not directly. So we are mostly a bunch of boring researchers and developers who do academic research into anonymity and privacy. Our software is used around the world, and the Department of Defense funds us. Other nonprofits fund us through grants they receive through other parts of the U.S. government and foreign governments. European governments have funded us, and Voice of America has been a big funder over the years.
Would you knowingly sell Tor software, let's say, to the North Korean government so that it could go into people's affairs and not leave a trace, or to the Iranian government?
We don't sell Tor to anybody. We are funded mostly to have it be available for free to anyone who wants it, and everyone who funds us, you know, we give them a lecture about how it can be used for good and for bad.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, the people who make cell phones, you know, if a cell phone is used to call your kids in Cairo to hear that they're okay, that's fantastic. But be also aware that your cell phone can be used to stalk someone and make their life a living nightmare.
Andrew Lumen, again, with the Tor Project in Walpole, Massachusetts, but sort of a front seat on the world right now. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.